Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We are going to talk with two coaches who had tremendous victories last night, Tom, and winning the CAAC Blue division and sharing the title in CAAC Red. We'll get to Matt Bird of Grand Legend in just a minute. Want to welcome in Jerry Van Havel, a head football coach of the Mason Bulldogs. Hello, Jer. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing fine, other than the voice. But I have to tell you that your team controlled that game last night. I think the final rushing total was close to 200 to 133. And it was a great win for Mason, and winds up with a three-way share again in the CAC Red.
It was. I'm so proud of our kids. They did an outstanding job. And you look at the environment and last night at Mason at the high school, at the stadium, what a great community event that was last night for our families and our kids in our high school. We have a wonderful student body and great community support, and it was just an outstanding environment and a lot of fun for everybody last night.
Hey, Jerry, this is Tom. Yeah, embrace that idea that you have a supportive student body. We don't really have that at East Lansing where my son plays. And I saw what I see in the fifth quarter. I haven't been to a Mason game this year. Is indeed the students wrap themselves around that football program. And it's not just that football is the only good sport at Mason. You seem to be good at everything. I mean, do all the sports get the support that your program does?
You know what's really nice is our programs, the athletes and the band and the kids that are not involved in sports, they all support each other. It's we have great students right now and families that really do. We have great following. You know, basketball and volleyball and swimming and band and tennis and cross country. Our cross country team is doing great, and so it's really nice to see the kids support each other. And you know, we think we had an excess of 5,000 last night at the game, and standing room. Yeah, standing room.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't relate. I cannot relate to that. That's kudos to you, Jerry, because you've been there a while and you've got a great winning tradition, and you probably have these young kids that are playing in the youth football, looking at those big kids and they want to be like them, and then the cycle just continues.
Yeah, well, we try to keep it going. We got a couple sixth grade games this afternoon at 2:15 and 4:00 at Mason Middle School. We're gonna go watch those and fire those kids up too. So it's a great situation for us.
You know, Tom, my son Zach had a chance to play against Mason for 3 years.
I was at one of those games, yeah.
And he really enjoyed it. Not that they did very well, but they always thought that those were fun games to play and very hard-hitting games. And you saw that last night. And another thing about Jerry Van Havel is he always seems to find a trick play. Now, they don't work 100% of the time, but I got to tell you, he had a couple last night. He had another fake punt. He had a halfback option pass with Sailor Valley, and there's another score to put the game out of reach. How much courage does it take to make those calls, and do you feel any easier about it after seeing what Mark D'Antonio did against Notre Dame?
Well, honestly, I don't feel any uneasiness about them. If you practice them and you're prepared, it's not that big a deal. They don't really feel like trick plays if you're prepared and you're ready to go. And we have confidence in our kids. Like for Sailor to throw the pass last night, you know, no big deal. He's a good athlete and a kid that has good savvy like that. And Connor Holbrook on the reception is great, you know. So, you know, we're confident about that, and we certainly try to do some of the things that Coach D does at Michigan State. You know, they pound the football down the field, and they put run first, and then they do some other things with it. So, you know, that's just kind of our philosophy. We try to control the line of scrimmage by doing so.
But how often do you practice those plays? I mean, is there a lot of times, is this something, Jerry, you come up with something every week, or is something you do in 2 days, and you say maybe somewhere down the line we use that, or how much attention is drawn to those plays?
We put most of them in 2 days, and then practice two-thirds of them probably every day. And then we know certain weeks we aim at certain ones, you know. So it's not something we put in the last minute, you know, and do not work on. We work on them every day.
Jerry, you looked as happy as I've seen you after a game, and satisfaction, I think, for the program. Very, very tough loss against St. John's, but to come back and basically turn the tables on Sexton. A year ago, it was Mason that was undefeated and got its loss there. How much did that mean to you?
It meant a lot to me because our kids work hard, just like Sexton's kids work really hard in St. John's and everywhere else. But, you know, you love your own kids so much, and we just love our kids here, and they work so hard. I'm happy for our seniors. I'm happy for our entire team because, you know, they earned it. And, And on the flip side, I have a lot of empathy for Dan Bogan and the Sexton Big Reds, because that was us a year ago, and that is very difficult to take when you're 7-0 and you lose a rival game like that. And nobody deserved to walk off the field with a loss last night, so it's tough for those guys, and I understand. But I'm just so proud of our kids, and I'm happy for them.
How big was the Anaje Miller factor last night? How much did he play? I mean, is he and how did you handle him?
You know, he played a lot, and I thought he ran the ball pretty well. He wasn't 100%, but Anaje at about 80% is pretty darn good. And so we did a good job. We kept him contained, kept him in front of us. He got a couple runs on us, but not real big ones. And again, you feel bad for him because he has not had the opportunity to have the senior season that he would have had he stayed healthy. But he certainly was a factor in the game, and when he was on the field, we made sure we knew where he was all the time.
You know, Tom, really, Sexton had two explosive plays. They had a 97-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, I see that.
And a 70-yard kickoff return. And other than that, Mason did a great job of holding Sexton in check. But some of the guys that played outstanding football for you last night, obviously everyone looks at the Sailor Valley's 160 yards and two touchdowns, one on the ground, one through the air. But I really thought the heroes of the game, Jerry, were Austin Barr on defense. He had the touchdown on the recovery and seemed to be living in the backfield. And Sean Wren, I tell you what, they list him in the program as 5'9", 155. I think he's about 5'6", 135. 135 pounds, Tom, and he is one of the fiercest
hitters. I saw him at the Herb Haygood
camp.
Yeah, he's tough. Yeah.
You talk about them, Jerry.
Yeah, you know, those two guys, nobody's more loyal to the football program and works harder in the weight room than Austin Barr. And for him to, you know, pick up the ball on the strip, get the strip, and take it in was great, a great moment for him and for our team. And you just can't say enough about Sean Wren. My goodness, the kid just plays out of his mind all the time. He plays hard. Again, a great weight room guy, hard worker, will do absolutely anything. You know, all these years he's worked and worked and worked and devoted all of his time to becoming a great football player. And he's a great leader and inspiration to all of us. But really, the game was really won and lost in the box, in the trenches. We told the kids ahead of time it was going to be that. And you know, Lance Kraft, Ethan Dunsmore, Adam Robinson, Charlie McNulty, you know, Luke Richards, and the guys in the box grounded out. You know, Jordan Harris, those guys did a great job of controlling line of scrimmage both sides of the ball, and that's how we ended up winning the game, really, is doing a good job at the line of scrimmage.
Big weekend for the Mason Bulldogs, and it is not over, Tom. Two players on the team, Chris Gardner and John Gear, believe it or not, are going to compete in a Free Press Marathon. Can you believe that?
No.
Wow. I mean, you don't have to worry about conditioning those guys,
really.
Jerry.
Yeah, you know, if they're dragging a little bit Monday practice, I have to give some extra running, get them in shape. You know,
hey, congratulations on a share of CAC Red, the championship, and Mason going to be a very, very tough out in the playoffs. We'll talk to you in the postseason.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. We're going to switch right over to our other line, and let's bring in Grand Ledge head coach Matt Bird after a tremendous victory, 17-10, over the Holt Rams last night. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good, Jack. How you doing?
Well, I don't know if your voice is better than mine or worse than mine, but you have a better excuse.
I'm struggling a little bit today, so we'll try to cowboy up and get through it, you know?
Can you talk about the game last night, how physical it was, and two first-rate football teams?
Well, it really was. You know, Holt does such a great job getting their kids to be physical and the brand of football they play, and you know they're going to be well prepared. And, you know, we knew what we were in for. You know, it's Holt Grand Ledge. It's a big rivalry. It's great for the two communities. And I'm just really proud of our kids, the way they responded to things, because there was a whole lot of emotions flying around last night.
Matt, it's Tom. You know, yeah, because I kept thinking when I saw the outcome of how sweet that must be, the game ending in reverse, you know, of last year where you came close to, you know, to or either winning the game or tying the game last year. And then this year you offset a Holt and you got the victory. How sweet that must be for your defense to close it out like that.
It was special. You know, it's funny you say that because as soon as they hit that pass to Middleton, and it got it down, I think, down to the 7-yard line. I'm thinking deja vu, you know, and this is just a complete role reversal from last year. And so, you know, I guess you can see we're a little prepared emotionally for that, and so we just try to get our kids to the right spot, and there's a whole lot of things flying around, but it's great for our seniors, it's great for our community, the student body. I just consider myself to be so blessed to work in a community like Grand Lodge.
You had a coaching decision last night, which was very aggressive. Some would have questioned it at the time and said, why doesn't he kick the field goal here? He's going to go ahead. But you had confidence that your offense could punch it in and tremendous confidence that your defense could hold up if you didn't. And that turned out to be a very fortuitous call because had you not gotten a touchdown, you'd had an overtime game. It would have been very possible for Holt to kick a tying field goal. Can you talk about the decision and Dario on the run for the touchdown?
Yeah, it was, you know, and when those plays come up, you just kind of get into that mode. We had talked about it a little bit, about what we do if we get in a situation like that coming up through the week. And you know, we felt we had a good play call on for the situation. And, you know, we were on one, and we were over on the right hash, and that's a tough spot for right-footed kicker to come back across on that. And as silly as it sounds, we have those really short goalposts, and so you leave it up to the officials because a lot of times that ball is flying right over the top of it. And so, you know, the way our defense was playing, I just kind of made the decision that if we don't get it, we'll probably, you know, obviously be stuck on inside the five, you know, and then we can get our field goal kicker, who's not too bad himself, to get a better angle at things. And, you know, it was fortunate it worked out. But, you know, if it wouldn't have, you might have Al on today instead of me.
You know, Matt, I got to talk about, and obviously Marvel, what that environment must have been last night. Putting all your eggs in one basket, you're bringing the 2000 team back to honor them, and one of your assistant coaches, Matt Bonet, is part of that mix. And you got the whole crowd, you honor them, and then you cap it off with a victory. Can you kind of describe the entire night, the entire experience for you and the community?
Well, it was just, you know, it happened this spring, we were talking, and I got my son, who's 10, was just 6 months old when we won that, and he told me, he said, Dad, you know, we're 10 years away. And I said, you're right, we got to get the boys back together. And so kind of put Matt in charge of that. And in that community, every Friday, I'm pretty fortunate. I got a group of kids that they eat lunch with me every day, and we watch film. And on Fridays, we always watch the 2000 highlight tape. And so they love to hear the old stories. And so to bring those boys back together and to see them after the game, it really words can't do justice to it, because love those kids so much. And now they're, now some of them are executives with companies and vice president of companies, and they have children, and it's so special to see them, and then to also have the emotions of dealing with what we did last night, and being fortunate enough to win that championship, and see those kids, and really get a snapshot of what everything's going to be even 10 years from now for these kids, regardless of what happens. You know, it's special. I really can't do justice to it.
You know, Tom, there are some trends in high school football each year, and one of the ones that we both talked about this year, the number of great kickers.
Oh, yeah. There was a feature the other day about that in the Journal.
You know, Brian Evie kicked the 37-yard field goal for you in the first quarter, but unbelievable the number of kickers, and it gives you tremendous confidence to go out and make those kinds of plays.
It's such a goofy year. I never remember there being that many good kickers. It seems like every time we get on film, you see a kid that puts it in, you know, puts a touchback in, and it's even, you know, in the crossovers. You see, I know Sexton's got a great kicker. I know Mason's got a great kicker.
Right.
And it's just an amazing thing, and it changes your play calling. You know, high school football, you don't usually get that college style where you can almost get inside the 40 and you know, you don't want to say get conservative, but you don't need to take as many shots because you feel pretty confident you can put some points on the board. So that's just a great environment. You know, it gives another aspect to the game that a lot of kids don't usually get to experience. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, when you talk about taking shots, the Grand Ledge Comets are going to have a shot against any team they play.
Absolutely.
In postseason. And, Matt, we will see you sometime during the playoffs.
Well, I appreciate that. And Tom, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Very happy that, you know, I know we butt heads in terms of rivalries and things like that, but, you know, when everything's said and done, that CAAC Blues big family, and our thoughts and prayers are with you guys, and I'm so happy that you guys qualified last night.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. I mean, I would let everybody know, I mean, Grand Ledge sent flowers, they sent cards. We got cards from Everett and Sexton and a couple other schools. Eastern had Josh's number on their hands. You make a very valid point. We're all together here as one big team in the CAAC, and it was much appreciated you guys doing that. You guys are first class all the way.
Matt Bird, head football coach of the Grand Ledge Comets. CAAC Blue, outright champs for 2010. We will be right back with our prep football roundtable coming up next. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.